You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast, and we're going to listen to an interview that I had with Hatchy, who is an Australian-based artist. She's just released her third album. It's called Licorice. It came out on Friday, and she's very, very cool. Harriet, her name is Harriet Pilbeam. She's sort of found some fame pretty early on with her first EP, which really blew up, called Sugar and Spice in 2018, and then since then she's sort of been finding her groove a little bit, and this album is particularly great. It's probably my favourite of her work so far. It's very sort of dream pop, ethereal, shoegazy goodness, and there's a lot of sort of creative liberation that went into the process for this one, so it was really cool to get to talk to Harriet about that a little bit more, and we're going to listen to that now. You're on BFM Breakfast. Maybe we could start a little bit with the sort of context of this album, because it's been a few years since you sort of blew up with your early singles and EP, and it feels like there's a certain reassuredness of this album in terms of like you're just making music that you want to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I think that's definitely accurate. Like, I feel like this is kind of the combination of everything that I've enjoyed about doing up until now, you know, all the elements of my previous albums that I love performing live. I decided to kind of just hone in on those and really work on my strengths and what I enjoyed the most about it, and not really think too much about how it would sound to other people. So it's been a really fun and rewarding experience for that reason already.
Mm. And it's sort of translates both sonically and lyrically as well, right? And even the cover, we've got this like beautiful photo of you with your lipstick all smushed, and it just feels like this like liberating record.
Yes, yeah, that's the perfect word for it. Yeah, I feel like I wanted it to feel more joyful, less introspective in like a sad way. Like, there are definitely sad moments on this album for sure, but I just wanted it to be more about the joy of falling in love and everything that comes along with that, intimacy and figuring out how you feel about someone and how they feel about you. So yeah.
Mm. There's a lot of talk about this album sort of capturing girlhood as well. How do you feel about your music being talked about as sort of like coming of age music?
I think it's cool. I think, you know, that's all feels like accurate descriptions for my music, particularly this album. I mean, I feel like I've been told before that my music is kind of cinematic, I guess, and that people can imagine it as the credits are rolling on a rom-com or a coming-of-age movie or something like that. And, you know, those are all the kind of movies that I love the most and that I was watching the most when I was making this album. I love tragic romance. And, yeah, it makes perfect sense for me that people hear it in that way, because that's kind of what I was into when I was writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think girlhood as well. I think I spent a lot of the past few years kind of reconnecting with myself and my concepts of femininity and what that meant to me, and that's kind of intertwined with everything I've created, I guess.
Mm. And then sonically, it's so like warm and expansive and shimmery. It feels like you've really leaned into that shoegaze sort of vibe. Tell me a little bit about your sonic influences for this record.
Yeah, I really tried to think about what it was that I wanted when I started this project. I'd been in a few other bands before, and I'd always wanted to make music and grew up performing, but I don't know, with this album I was just really trying to hone in on that same warmth and excitement that I felt when I started the project. So even indirectly, I think I kind of was just led back to that sound, and it's ended up sounding a lot more like my early stuff, which has been really nice, and it feels nostalgic to me for a lot of reasons. I think my music automatically feels that way with a lot of the concepts that I'm singing about, but also because, yeah, I'm kind of getting back to all of my original influences and really just focusing on the guitars and the melodies, more so than the production, which is kind of what I spent a lot of the last record focusing on. So yeah, a lot of those warm MBV shimmery sounds. Yuck was another big inspiration. Deer Hunter, all those kind of indie rock bands of yore, I guess.
Yeah, it's beautiful in the way that it captures so much of that nostalgic sort of shoegazy indie rock sound, but it still feels fresh and new, which is quite a hard thing to achieve, I think.
Thanks, yeah, it can be hard. I think it's something that you kind of have to fall into. You can't try too hard to do it, or it sounds really manufactured. So it's nice, that feeling that I've kind of struck the balance without, hopefully without it sounding like I've tried too hard, I don't know.
Trying hard is good, I think.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing wrong with that, but yeah.
Playing it cool is kind of overrated.
Yeah, that's definitely something I've learned, I feel. Over the course of like releasing multiple albums, I'm like, I really don't care about people thinking this is cool anymore. It's just music that I want to make, so that's good. Good to hear.
Yeah, hard. And it translates as really authentic.
Thank you.
I want to talk about collaboration because you've mainly worked with Melina Duterte or JSOM as your producer for this. Yeah, tell me about how that collaboration came about.
I'm a big fan of her music and I'd basically written most of the album and I'd worked on the demos with my husband Joe, who helped me produce the early versions of the songs and helped co-write a few of them, and he's been with me throughout this whole project, and with each album we've kind of prepped all the songs together and then decided which producer we want to work with. And for this one, we wanted someone who is a little more in that indie rock world, someone that was a musician and not necessarily just like a pop producer, which I felt like a lot of the suggestions that we were getting from people we were working with were pop producers and male producers. And I just wanted to try something a little different, but something that I was also really comfortable with. I wasn't trying to, like, you know, experiment like crazy on this one or try and invent a new sound for myself. So I just wanted someone who I felt would understand what I was going for. And I really love her music. And we had a meeting, we had a Zoom, and found out that she loved my music as well. So it just felt like a really good match. She had a really great energy, and she's super funny and casual and like very relaxed. And we like a lot of the same music. So it was instantly clicked. And from there, it was a no-brainer.
That's awesome, because it does feel like bringing a new person into that world of making a record can be quite a vulnerable thing, perhaps.
For sure, yeah, it can be really scary. Like, when I think about how many people I've had to send or have heard the album before it's like really ready to go, because you know you're sending it to your label and your management and everyone you work with, being like, you know, where should we go from here and who should we work with and da da da. And there's a lot of people that have heard those really early demos, so that can be super scary, but I think I'm used to the vulnerability at this point. But every time I get back into the groove of making an album, I kind of go through those first few months of being like, oh, this is really weird, but okay. Just kind of diving into it.
Yeah, and so with the release of this album, it being your third album to date, right? How do you feel that sort of sitting in your discography and where you're at in terms of your like artistic identity?
I feel like I'm really in my comfort zone. I'm in that groove of like feeling like this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm not trying to like experiment heaps at the moment. I'm just doing what I enjoy and kind of fleshing it all out, so it feels like it's a homecoming for that reason. And it's kind of where I think this whole project was always meant to end up. So I don't know what comes next, but I feel like it'll kind of be more in this kind of groove for the next album as well.
Beautiful. And that's sort of, there's something to be said about like returning home and finding that place of comfort in a way that's like, it's not like samey, because you've sort of done the whole blowing up and writing hits and doing that aspect of the music. So it's kind of feels right, I guess, to treat this as a bit of a homecoming maybe.
Yeah, for sure. I think being in my 30s now as well, that kind of changes things. I feel a lot more confident in a lot of ways, and like I don't need to prove anything in particular to anyone but myself. So I'm cruising now. I guess I'm stuck. My heart is where it says. The focus, my innocence. Though it's a fantasy, I know. But then it fades, I'll be slow.
That was Hatchy chatting with me about her brand new album, Licorice, which is just so shiny and sparkly and really, yeah. really lovely stuff.
Licorice is awesome. You should go and listen to it if you haven't.
Check out the full album.
Really, I want the guitar pedals.
This track is Stuck off of the album here on BFM.